Blog Talk Radio.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Amen and amen and amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson, coming to you live from the heart of Dixie. It's raining in Alabama today. We got some clouds, but how many know that the sun will shine again? I want to welcome all of our callers, all of our listeners on the World Wide Web to BOTM Worldwide Radio, where the voice of God is heard through his word and in his messenger. I would like to thank all new callers or web listeners to the show today. I pray that you continue to listen every Sunday at the same time, at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor and call a friend and let them know that we are on the air live. Amen. We have a couple of announcements. You can connect with me or leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio if you need prayer. And also, if you're not my friend and you would like to connect with me on Blog Talk Radio, please send me a message, or if you want to connect with me on Facebook, send me a request. Don't forget our Tuesday night show with One Word from the Lord at 8 o'clock Pacific time. This Tuesday night, Minister Michelle will be bringing forth the word. Also, don't forget we'll get the show on Saturday at 12 o'clock noon Pacific time with Out Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host prophetess, Yvonne Ryle. This includes our announcements for today. I'm going ahead and open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we come today to worship you, O Lord. We come to praise your holy name, Lord. We come to exalt you, O Lord God. We come to thank you for the word of God. We come to thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray right now for your protection and the covering of the blood of every listener that's on the web or listening by phone, Father. Oh, Father God, cover them from the top of their heads, oh, Lord, to the bottom of their feet, oh, Lord. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now for what you're about to do, oh, Lord. I pray right now, Lord God, that your word will fall on good ground today, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray right now for the sick and the shut-ins all over the world, for the bereaved family that have lost a loved one, Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now for healing and deliverance, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise this day, oh, Lord. Oh, Father, we worship you today. Oh, God, you're God so worthy to be praised. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Oh, God, I thank you for the soul, that lost soul that you're about to save. Oh, glory, hallelujah to your name, oh, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come to praise you, Lord, because we know there's no other God like you, Lord. You are mighty, Lord, and you are strong. Oh, glory, hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Father God, we come to say thank you, Lord. We come to thank you for our healing. We come to thank you for deliverance, Lord. We come to thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. For you are an awesome God. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you right now. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind everything that the enemy is trying to do right now, Lord. We bind them in the spirit, Lord. Oh, Father God, because your word has got to go forth, Lord. And, oh, Father, we bind them every noise of distraction, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, let the people be a hearer of our word, oh, Lord, and a doer of our word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray, Father, and we love you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. and amen. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Father, you're so worthy to be praised. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Now it's time for us to get into the Word. If you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bibles, get your Bible, because this is a service. It's a service without walls. This service is going all over the entire world. I don't know who God is touching, but I give him honor and praise for it right now for this worldwide ministry. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now. I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The scripture will come from John, the 16th chapter. John, the 16th chapter, and verse 21, and it reads, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for the joy that a man is born into the world. The title of the message today is, It's Over. This scripture is telling us is that when a woman gives birth, she has a hard time in her labor pains. Pains that are very hard, pains that you can't get around until that baby is born. She suffered much pain during labor. But when that baby is born, she can no longer remember the pain. She can tell you about the pain, but she can't really tell you how that pain really felt no more, because she don't really remember it, because it was so much joy in that bundle of joy that God gave unto her, that new life wiped away the memory of the pain. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. I can remember when I gave birth to my son many years ago. He was a gift from God. But before he came into this world, I suffered many hard pains in labor. I was in labor for many of hours. But once I had gone through that pain and my son came into this world, glory, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you right now. I could no longer remember the pain or how hard the pain struck me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The pain was gone, and I experienced the joy of a new life that God had birthed through me. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Because through birth comes a new life. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Father, thank you right now for the word. In our lives, we will experience pain, hurt, disappointment, betrayal, and rejection by the hands of our family and others. If there is no pain, there's no gain. If there's no pain and suffering, there's no anointing. If there's no pain or suffering, there's no testimony. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You must go through the pain. I know that it don't feel good when we're going through the pain. I done been there. I done been through the pain. I done been through the suffering. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And it does not feel good. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. It is through the pain that we experience the goodness and mercy of God. And we must go through this pain. We may have to go through an ugly divorce. We may have to go through losing material things and cars and houses, and we may lose every dime that we have, and we don't know how to make ends meet. But when we go through these things, oh, glory, hallelujah, that's pain and suffering. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We may be in a bad marriage. Oh, glory, hallelujah. But the husband or the wife, glory, hallelujah, don't respect the wife. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. But in that dark hour in our lives,
joy comes in the morning. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that dark clouds is going to rise. It's raining right now in Alabama, and it's clouds and it's dark. But I want you to know that the sun will shine again in your life. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The morning will come. Glory, hallelujah. Just like the midnight darkness. Glory, hallelujah. The morning will come, and the light of God will shine brightly. Glory, hallelujah. To Jesus. God allows us to go through these things, through the pain and the suffering, to test our faith. I know when I was going through a difficult time in my life and the clouds were dark, but when God would let me know when that season of pain or suffering was over, he would show me a cloud that had a marvelous light, a light that shines so brightly in the darkness. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He was letting me know, my child, the suffering and the pain is over. And see, God does the same thing for all of his children, not just for me, but all of us. He is saying to the true believers today, it's over. It's over. This season of pain and suffering is now over in your life. Some of you are suffering because you have brought it upon yourself because of sin. Some of you are suffering because of the hand of Satan, but no fault of your own. Glory, hallelujah. Some are suffering because of the hands of others, evil work that is done against you by somebody else. Oh, glory, hallelujah. The Bible tells us about the suffering of Job, that Job suffered much pain by the hand of Satan because God allowed it. The Bible also tells us that Joseph suffered much pain by the hands of his loved one. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Some of you are suffering. God said you're suffering, self-suffering, because you're living in sin. You're doing drugs. You're doing alcohol. You're in same-sex relationship, and that is abomination of this God. It is not my word, but it is the word of God. And when you bring self-suffering and you're being disobedient to God's word, you bring in disease upon your own body. You're causing your own suffering. It's time for you to come out of the world of sin and live for Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He's already forgiven. You got to call on his name. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But through our pain and our suffering, we learn how to endure. We learn how to continue to trust in the Lord. We learn how to endure. It's so important that you learn how to be patient in your suffering. You got to learn how not to whine and cry so much about your suffering, because James said, count it all joy. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, because the Bible says that we must be a partaker of the suffering of Christ. But we look at Job and we look at Joseph, we know that God restored all to Job. And for Joseph found his destiny in the place of his affliction. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus himself, the Son of God, suffered much pain on the cross for us. The Bible says that he came in the flesh to save the world. He was afflicted, mocked, and spitted on, and put to death by the world that he created. Jesus suffered pain. Oh, glory, hallelujah, for your healing, for you to be set free and to be delivered and to be saved. Oh, glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says before Jesus died on that cross that day, and before his spirit went up to the Lord, he said, it is finished. And God is saying to you today, it is over. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is over. Glory, hallelujah, it is over. We're running out of time, but God wants you to know that it is over. The pain that we go through, the suffering that we are facing in our lives as true believers of Christ, God is letting us know that he is with us, and he will always be there with us. And we need to know and to believe it in our own heart that it's over. God says it's over, and it is over in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't like to close out the show without giving the invitation. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and create in me a right spirit. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved, and change your life. Find your Bible-believing church, get a Bible, begin to read it, and develop your relationship with God. Leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, welcome to the body of Christ. Meet me here at the same place and time with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Remember that God loves you, and be blessed.